we're back. The Flex Zone, it is our time. We're back. Yes, welcome to the Flex Zone on Fox Sports, 1340 AM, the only place that you can get your sports how you want it, when you need it. I am your host, Mikel Ramos. Usual suspects, as always. Are you here, fellas? Hello.
What's good?
What's good? It's been a while. Guys, football season is over, almost.
Scary.
Dre, Byron, Cavante.
What's going
fellas?
On, y'all?
It feels good to be back. Another Monday, we back.
Flex Zone Mondays. What can we do without them? Anyways, go like us on our Facebook page, The Flex Zone. Follow us and comment on Twitter and Instagram at The Flex Zone 1. If you have any questions, ideas, or possibly want to be a guest, send us an email to theflexzone1@gmail.com. This episode, we will be discussing college football, some big games over the weekend, people. And the playoff picture totally in the grass for the National Football League. One team, we already know what it is. I'm a little bit angry about. However, I'm going to stay in good spirits because you know what? The playoffs, people, playoffs are amongst us in the National Football League. And when that comes, you know, Super Bowl parties is near. And who will be the last two teams standing? First, we're going to college football, though. Let's talk about these playoff games, shall we? Chick-fil-A, Peach Bowl. Number 4, Washington. Number 1, Alabama.
Roll Tide!
Alabama wins 24-7.
It was just how I expected. I think it happened just how everybody expected. We didn't think it was going to be a close game. Washington did their absolute best, but we knew how that was going to end.
Dre?
Man, I already told you, Alabama, you knew what they were going to do for real. Roll Tide, baby. I mean, Alabama, didn't matter if it was Washington, the Ohio State.
The Flex Zone.
I think the Flex Zone got a shot against Alabama. have Cavante on that go route. I'm telling you, baby, you're going to take it to every time.
I'm gone. Call me Deshaun, baby. I'm gone.
That rhymed.
But on a serious note, though, we all knew that Alabama really was going to avalanche over this team. That Washington, I mean, it's a good story that they were able to make it this far. But when you talk about teams like Alabama's, the Ohio State's, Clemson's, those type of teams, you knew that Washington was outmatched. So it's no surprise. I'm actually the only part that surprises me is the fact that they scored 7.
That they got one. Byron, you there, brother?
I'm here. It wasn't a complete total shutout, but I think it's a testament to just how good Alabama is. I think they didn't even play their best football. I think they played a little sloppy, missed a few opportunities in the red zone. But Washington showed they were a formidable team and showed that they definitely belong for the first half. And then the second half, you saw just how great Nick Saban is as a coach, making the second half adjustments, and that Alabama defense suffocating them and just forcing them into turnovers, and Jake Browning couldn't handle the pressure. Alabama, they're going to have about 3 or 4 first-round picks on that defense, and you see why.
Cavante, any last words, and we move on.
I was just going to say what Byron just said. It's a lot of draft. It's a lot of NFL players on that defense, and probably a good 3-4 I'm going to be in the league, so Washington to put up anything was amazing, like Dre said. So, good job. But we knew what it was. Roll Tide in the final game once again.
And we got D on the line finally.
Brother D, hello.
What's going on, people?
Would like to get your thoughts here on Washington, Alabama.
I liked Washington's defensive effort, their offensive effort. It wasn't good and happened at halftime, and y'all seen what happened in the end. The tide sadly rolls on.
Yeah. All right, we move on, people. PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, number 3, Ohio State. Oh, excuse me, the Ohio State versus number 2, Clemson.
No,
Clemson
no,
wins.
No,
can I tell them the score before you get crazy?
No.
31-0.
No.
Over the Ohio State.
No, absolutely not. I am disgusted. I am absolutely – this is un unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. I picked The Ohio State to win everything. And not only are they not, is that not going to happen, they lose to Clemson 31-0. Clemson's defense didn't shut anybody down all year. And you shut down The Ohio State? What is wrong with this? What? Where you at, baby?
We get Cervantes' boiling point before we even ask for it.
You know what I just found out? That coach actually has, like, a winning record over Urban Meyer. Like, I was really shocked about that.
Not in this one. 31
Zip. Apparently, he has Urban Meyer's number. I think he's, like, 2-0 in bowl games over Urban Meyer.
Check the score, player.
Yeah,
what? To not score? I thought the scores would have been switched. I thought this would have been Washington, Alabama score, 31-0. That looks like a Washington, Alabama score. I am so disappointed, very, very disappointed.
Hey, Caravante, if you think you're disappointed, how do you think America feels?
That wasn't disappointing.
Let me tell you two things. Somebody or a nice amount of people lost money, and a nice amount of people got some money, because I know some people that picked Clemson over there in Vegas.
Shoot, some people probably got acquainted with their girl. Was like, man, normally I don't do this, but baby, come on. That joy was over before it even started, man.
I am disgusted.
Anyone else that's totally disgusted? Or maybe this was an expectation.
I wasn't surprised, Ms. Ramos. You know, I did say last week that Clemson would win this game. The athleticism was too much for Ohio State. It looked like it was too much for them, and they said, oh Lord, we ain't seen nothing like this all year.
And Ohio State has a couple first rounders on that defense as well. This is baffling. I was baffled.
Baffled. So can I honestly say that you got one boiling point out of your way?
Yeah, that definitely was one of them. Because out of nowhere, like, I actually didn't get a chance to sit down and watch the entire game because I was traveling. But getting the updates, I'm like, so they're not going to score? I was very, very hot at that. And I feel like I owe apologies to the Clemson Tigers and Deshaun Watson. You guys played an awesome game, and I was wrong.
Put some respect on his name. I've been saying he's the best college football quarterback we got past 2 years. You saw why. He can single-handedly carry a team. And let's be honest, Deshaun Watson hasn't played great this year, but I think he was looking forward to a rematch against Alabama. And Clemson has a lot of firepower offensively. And let's not forget, they always have one of the top five recruiting classes as well. Most of those players coming on defense. And you saw that defensive line dominate the line of scrimmage. And J.T. Barrett just looked like he was seeing ghosts. And Urban Meyer got out-coached. Dabo Swinney does have his number, like you said, Dre. And Dabo Swinney's a hell of a coach in his own right. Let's not forget, they were here last year. They have a mission as well. And I think it's going to be a very good game on Monday night.
Hey, Byron, real quick, I just want to ask you, did it seem like Deshaun Watson played a little differently to you as opposed to the rest of the season? Because you said that he's been playing horrible all season, but he seemed like a different player in that game against the Ohio State.
Big-time players make big-time plays and big-time situations. And I think to some degree, he may have even taken some of the competition this year lightly, because I think he knew it was at the end of the tunnel. It was a matchup with Roll Tide. And to get there after playing not his best, kind of scary, because if he plays like he's capable of, I think, like I said, he's the best quarterback in college football. Should be the first quarterback taken in April. He can single-handedly, with the offense they have, maybe even upset Alabama.
I tell you one thing. He needs to get all the practice he can get, because – He's probably gonna have to carry an NFL team at the next level. So he needs to get it all in.
All right, people, January 9th will be the heavyweight battle that happens to be the national championship. Number one Alabama, number two Clemson. Rematch. Who wins?
I mean, it's hard to go against Alabama, man. Alabama, that defense is NFL-like. So.
Well, at least we're not counting on the quarterback.
but I actually like this. I like their quarterback. He's pretty good for, you know what I'm saying? He's a freshman and everything, but he's pretty good.
He's gonna mature. He's gonna grow.
Yes, definitely. So this may be maybe an Alabama quarterback that I like. I do give a slight edge to Clemson in the quarterback, but defense goes to Alabama. Offense overall, I give a slight edge to Clemson, but I think it's all about the trenches. Who's going to dominate? And I've seen Alabama dominate literally everybody on the line of scrimmage. And if they dominate the line of scrimmage, Deshaun Watson's in for a very, very, very long day.
Fellas, anybody else?
Well, I know. Well, go ahead, D.
I was going to say, I got to go with my original prediction. I said if Clemson would advance to this game, then Alabama would have a good chance to repeat. And I'm going to have to stick with that, family. But come on, Clemson, prove me wrong. I need Alabama to lose.
Speaking of proving wrong, this is not, I don't want to say ideal, but this is not the matchup. Is this the matchup that everybody wanted to see?
I didn't mind seeing this matchup. It was something that I predicted would probably happen. And this is it was such a good game last year that why not? Why not? It reminds me kind of that Cleveland Golden State series in the NBA where you don't mind those teams meeting up again because it was such a good game between these two. And me, I got Alabama. They're the defending champs. And as they say in the sport of professional wrestling, to be the man, woo, you have to beat the man. And right now, Alabama is the man.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
You're not feeling what he's saying, sir?
I'm never feeling what he's saying when he references.
You don't smell what the Dre is cooking over there?
Mikhail, I see you.
Mikhail, I guess I'm losing you too. Okay.
No, I'm
Great.
No, I'm with you.
Great.
Speaking of that, we got to take a break. I got a Twitter poll on the other side of this break. And Cravante, we already got one boiling point out the way. I'm pretty sure, based on this last week in the NFL, you got so many more to give us.
Yes, indeed.
This is the show that you call the Flex Zone, people. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you.
The 413 Center Incorporated is an emerging nonprofit organization dedicated to serving the children and families of Baltimore City through an array of comprehensive programs and services. 413 is hosting an 8-day historically black college and university bus tour from Maryland to Florida during spring break, April 6th through April 13th, 2017. Full tour sponsorship is $750, which includes transportation, lodging, meals, materials, and activities. 413 will visit the campuses of 15 HBCUs, allowing participants the opportunity to experience life on a college campus, apply for admission, and make informed decisions about their educational future. Visit www.413centerhbcutour.org or call 410-921-9512 for more information about the tour, including the application process and ways you can support this effort.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back again. You are tuned into the Flex Zone, our home, which happens to be Fox Sports, 1340 AM. Don't forget that. Don't ever forget that. And the only place that gives you your sports how you want it, when you need it. Anywho, Twitter poll, we go right into the NFL, baby, week 17, losers and winners. For some of us, named Mikhail, my life ended. But it's not about me. Twitter poll, which NFL team is the sickest following the 2016 season? The Ravens, the Redskins, the Raiders, the Lions. Dre, a little more information about this Twitter poll, sir.
Okay. The Baltimore Ravens for losing the division on a last-minute game-winning drive. The WFC.
Redskins.
For losing to the Giants and losing a playoff berth. The Oakland Raiders for losing their quarterback, the division, and now having to be a wild-card team.
And don't forget a gold chain as well.
Or the Detroit Lions for losing the division at home and having to go face the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle.
Well, the Seahawks barely beat the 49ers, but that's enough.
Well, I think the Lions. I definitely wouldn't pick the Lions in this situation because they still made the playoffs. But
as I said,
barely.
And it's thanks to us. But you know, I definitely get dive into that later. But that's a Twitter poll, you know. Standing here
looking in the mirror. I mean, how, like, I don't know. It hurt me to say that It hurt me to say that Ravens won. Washington, I don't know.
It's close.
It was close as how bad it. I mean, y'all fell to a. I mean, not to say that the Giants aren't our rivals, but y'all fell to y'all's rival.
At the last,
you gave a minute drive. At the last minute, it not only meant division, it meant playoffs.
That turkey didn't even taste right at that point.
On Christmas Day.
And it was worse than my
Somebody took the tree down after that.
They burned the tree.
Forget frankincense and myrrh. Get this off. Anyways, Cravante, sir, the points that made you so angry that got you to the boiling point that you are here now, what are they?
Well, I definitely got my college one out the way. This my little boiling point, because you know I have steps. I got one out the way. I have one more. I'm gonna take a little back step because this is more so funny than a boiling point. But you'll see how I put it together. And of course, the last one, me and Mikhail, we're gonna go together.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Sure. Please join me with that one. But the one before that one is the game against the Raiders and the Denver Broncos. Now, the playoffs are already set. Denver had already got eliminated, and Oakland was already in the playoffs no matter what happened. But would they be bad is something Byron alluded to. Aqib Talib took the chain, broke the chain of Michael Crabtree. What? You a grown man, dog. You a whole grown man. What? Nah, we got to go. It's not Friday. Nah, we got to go. We gotta go toe to toe. You're not gonna just come up in here and take off my jewelry. My grandma might have gave me that chain. Like, no, we gotta go. And I was upset that nothing came of that. And Aqib Talib just goes on the sidelines laughing about it, telling everybody about it. You know what I'm saying? People tweeting out that he Debo and this, Debo that. Nah, it wouldn't have went down like that. I'm upset that Michael Crabtree did not do anything about it.
You know what? I mean, it goes to a point of where Richard Sherman, when he had talked about him in an NFC Championship game a few years ago.
And had no lip. You had all that lip for him.
So he may be soft.
Hey,
you out here looking like Meek Mill at the club and game and what happened.
Oh, wow. No. I mean, but he is.
We're going to leave that there. We're going to leave that right there. And, of course, my last bullet point.
Don't do it, brother. I know it's up.
The Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins.
Come join us on the couch.
I mean, not only stop the laughter. This is serious.
Yeah, please. This is like a funeral.
Not only did you control your destiny twice on two separate occasions, losing to the Carolina Panthers and then losing to the New York Giants. I mean, it was there for you twice. That usually doesn't happen two times in the course of the last quarter, you know, of the season. And this is how folks get fired, and this is how folks don't get paid. Like, the offense that we had, the second-ranked offense or top-five offense majority of the year, for us to only put up 10 points going into, like, in the fourth quarter, that's not acceptable. I know the Giants' defense is really good, but with all the weapons we have, we should have put up more than 10 points. I'm upset at the play calling, Josh Norman, and the offense as a whole. Like, DeSean Jackson did not show up. Pierre Garçon, he actually did pretty well. I saw a couple good catches from him. He's looking like he wants to stay. But Kirk Cousins, like, I always told you guys, if he doesn't turn the ball over, we have a good chance of winning. He threw two interceptions. One wasn't his fault. The receiver failed, but another one he threw across the middle. Didn't appreciate that. This is how like between him and his agent, they have to talk. That price has to come down just a little bit because he didn't really perform the last quarter of the season. And Joe Barry might get the boot soon. I'm not sure or not. But defense trash all year. Me and Mikhail talked about it before. The run defense, pass defense, everything's just trash. Like, we're not together. We don't have the personnel to do too much of anything. It was just really disheartening. And they didn't play like they wanted to win. The Giants honestly had nothing to play for. They was playing for their potential 11th win. They already locked up a playoff spot. The Redskins was playing for their playoff lives again, and they failed miserably. And they just, like, it's like they didn't have any motivation. It really hurts as a Redskins fan. But, you know, it is what it is. They obviously didn't deserve to go. So,
in
the offseason, we have a lot of work to do.
Am I officially tagged in?
Go ahead, girl.
Okay, listen. The Washington Redskins are not the New England Patriots. They're not. The New England Patriots, any given Sunday, any given Monday, any given Thursday, whatever week it's time for you to play football, they walk into your stadium, you're afraid of them. They're warranted of respect. Whether the Washington Redskins go 5 straight 3 division games and are leading the division, or whether they are at the bottom, people don't care about us. They don't give us any respect. There is no respect given to the Washington Redskins. And these games, this type of game, is what you win to give you some respect. This type of game, Kirk Cousins, if you want some money, this is the type of game you win when people are still wondering, are you the quarterback, even though you've had so much to prove from being a fourth-round pick anyway? I mean, this man took over a team after a guy was supposed to be the messiah of the Washington Redskins and Robert Griffin III. And you took over the team and actually produced, took them to the playoffs. He would have had his 9th comeback from behind win in the fourth quarter if he would have sustained his last drive. You know, Cavante, you always say, don't leave the game to the kicker. Guess what else we don't do? We don't leave the game, a game like that, to the final drive like that.
Yeah.
The Giants we made the Giants look like one of the most complete teams in the NFL. Let's be real. The Giants are bipolar. You never know what you're going to expect about the Giants. The Giants could either come in and be the team we know that they're capable of being, or they can either be nothing. I believed in Eli for a couple of minutes in our first quarter because he was looking like he was about to throw away a game. How are you down 10-0? It's not like it was a big deficit. You was only right. Down 10. Shut out in the first half. The air sucked out of FedEx Field. The air sucked out of the playoffs. How Jordan Reed, Jameson Crowder, guys that average 40 yards or more, period, in any given game, DeSean Jackson, everybody's on the sideline arguing with each other. The whole offense is arguing with each other and trying to figure out what the heck is going on. I don't understand. This is one of the most potent offenses in the NFL. It can come from either side. The defense is trash. What the heck? What kind of run defense? I know one thing. Our secondary ain't been pretty since Sean Taylor. And rest in peace, brother, because we need to find somebody that we can clone to bring you back, because it will never be the same. And Scott McLuhan, we trust. But, hey, go spend some money on that secondary. And Josh Norman, you're a grown man. You have to have a conversation with the referees before the game even starts about what not to do as far as you're in relationship with Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know if y'all go to the same clubs all the time. I don't know if y'all like the same girl, but it's getting kind of boring, this kind of back and forth between the two, and it's traveled from team to team because obviously Josh Norman has left. But this is getting boring. You guys need to go out there and play football. At first, I thought it was more so Odell being the aggressor, and I was like, come on, you're being a little bit too emotional. And then Josh Norman started biting. 2 personal fouls. 2. Count them. They shouldn't have been in the playoffs. They didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. And that – And Rodgers Cromartie, this old sack of bones, like, I get it, but really, really. And Harris slipped.
Wow.
Yeah.
We didn't
but you know, I didn't think that was a good decision to throw to Harris in that situation anyway.
He's not the guy.
He's not
where
the
Crowder
guy.
Was like, right in the middle open.
Like, out of all our receivers, he threw it to Harris. Like, I don't think that was a good decision
and
anyway.
Jameson Crowder is right in the middle open.
We done spent like 10 minutes talking about.
You're darn right, because I feel disrespected.
Talking about.
Cavante feels disrespected. And if we was on NWA, we used to be sitting here talking about the Ravens, too. Anywho.
No, but so now I can call them the Washington Football Club again.
No.
Just out of respect, 40 years, most people were picking the Redskins to win a division, so.
We did. As a matter of fact, on this show, several of us did actually pick y'all to win.
I say Byron. Byron was on record picking the Giants. I do remember that.
I picked the Washington Football Club, even though, you know, I went against the courage of my convictions, and I should have just said this line. How about them Dallas Cowboys?
But you're not a fan, huh? Anywho.
Right.
We're going to move on. We're going to call this segment, you know they got Black Friday. When you shopping and you get all the deals.
Well, shoot, it didn't even make it to Monday.
Black Monday is not a deal. This is, get him out of here. What is he, Byron?
Oh, he gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
They didn't even make it to Black Friday.
Yeah,
some of them.
They didn't make it to Monday.
A lot of them didn't make it.
Chip Kelly, gone.
Saturday.
Chip Kelly, gone. Gary Kubiak, retiring.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Mike McCoy, gone.
No,
let
man.
Let me tell you.
Jacksonville, early. Buffalo, early.
He gone.
Rex, about time you get fired, buddy. It's over.
And his brother.
Devontae called that. He said both of the Ryans was going to be gone.
You got to. You can't. Come on now.
They're a package deal. You're like a relationship in the NFL.
I just wonder with Chip Kelly and the GM being fired, Chip, are you going to take that job at Oregon now?
He better.
The Oregon job already done. He's too late.
Yeah, that job gone. Oh. They got
too late.
Oh, man. He done missed it.
He messed up. He messed up. Like I don't see how anybody else in the NFL could give him a chance. I don't understand how or why you would do that. But somehow, someway, he's probably gonna get another opportunity.
What is he, Jeff Fisher?
Jeff Fisher will get another NFL coaching job.
So sad.
That sucks. He probably is. But I'm just saying, Chip Kelly, even though it was a little bit premature, I understand why they did it. I definitely get it because he never seemed like he had control of that team like at all. But now it goes back to the question: why did you hire him? You saw what he did in Philadelphia. Why would you bring him into your situation that's worse than what it was in Philadelphia?
Maybe they thought a change in coach would be a change in the man.
They also thought that bringing Chip Kelly would help Colin Kaepernick.
Help Colin Kaepernick. He didn't want to play him.
He wasn't even starting at the time.
He didn't even want to play him.
No, I'm saying that was the legit thought behind hiring Chip Kelly was that they thought that his type of offense would be tailored for Colin Kaepernick.
Jim Harbaugh is laughing his behind off.
I guess.
Oh, you know he is. You talk about somebody that needs to be in the NFL. It's him.
Jim Harbaugh said he only wanted to come back to the NFL, but he got his own problems in Michigan.
Yeah, they faltered down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. So it's not all rainbows and unicorns and Jim Harbaugh's world either. But
fellas,
he's definitely not going back to the NFL.
Fellas, the L.A. Rams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the San Diego Chargers, Buffalo Bills, we all know about the 49ers and the Denver Broncos. They all need coaches. Any other NFL coaches should get the boot?
Jay Gruden is going to be on the hot seat. I don't know if he's on the hot seat this time.
He got one more year.
I think he has one more year. Sean Payton. Look out for that. I'm not sure what their relationship is, but
he could be traded to San Francisco.
He could be traded to LA.
I'm hearing trade.
Wow.
Trade
Sean Payton.
And Drew Brees.
And Bruce Arians. I hope he doesn't go anywhere, but Bruce Arians is still up there as well.
Bruce Arians did a good job coaching them up. They went out to playoffs, but he coached them hard. But it's a lot of jobs out there. Josh McDaniels is a hot name. You know I love me some Kyle Shanahan. Mike Shanahan even, and Tom Coughlin, maybe even in Jacksonville.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say the Chicago Bears. I'm going to say that's something to look out for. I think that John Fox should get the boot.
John Fox is good.
He's not going to win. But the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, he got the boot.
Wait a minute. Say his name one more time. Say his last name one more time.
Vic Fangio.
Oh, I thought he said Fabio or something.
No. He wasn't fabulous. That's why he got fired.
And okay. I'm going to tell you somebody else that y'all say Jay Gruden. In Baltimore, we're saying John Harbaugh.
They want him out now, but he's through 2017, so he can't go anywhere.
He should be on the hot seat. The Ravens been missing the playoffs 3 of the last 4 years.
He's warm.
His seat has warmed up a little bit, especially after Sunday. Because the Ravens look worse than Ronda Rousey out there.
Oh,
thank God. 48 seconds of pain, brother.
Yeah.
They threw in the towel. They threw in the towel just like Ronda should have.
Hey, I need, can we segue for a minute?
I have one more, guys. Marvin Lewis. I haven't heard anything yet.
He's safe.
Yo, come on, Karate. You've been calling for this man's job like Stephen A. Smith for years. He's not going nowhere, dog.
Listen. No, I haven't been calling for his job. When you have a season like this, you're on the hot seat. But I'm saying I was always for Marvin Lewis. I was the one trying to get him out of there. He has a winning record. And his team keeps going to the playoffs. He just can't get over the hump. But you're not going to get another coach to come in year one and do that. So I'm an advocate of him keeping the job, and he's another black coach. You know we don't have many of those, so I'm all for him keeping his job. But he had a horrible year this year. AJ Green did get injured. He had a couple key injuries, so I mean, you know.
I want to segue a little bit. We're gonna get into NFL, back into the NFL real quick, but I want to ask this question. You brought up Ronda Rousey. How funny was that? But is she going to become what Tiger Woods eventually became? You know, this individualistic sport. You've come so much to the top. You fall from grace, and you never can redeem yourself. This is her.
I'm telling you right now, as Dee said earlier, Vince McMahon, get on the phone with her now because her UFC career is done.
And she got beat like a drum, right?
She got her behind beat worse than CM Punk did.
Man, they couldn't even get drumsticks out, man.
Drum set. She was a drum set. That's what she was.
And then the audacity. I turn on DirecTV, and they're trying to make you pay for the encore. Who wants to pay for that? That was a Snapchat video. What happened to her?
Snapchat. You can make multiple videos of Snapchat. You couldn't even go to the next slot.
Fight was over.
Yo, they went on Facebook. She was going live.
Remember back in the day where they were saying that you couldn't last like a Tyson fight? That joy was quick.
She
that
lasted
was
as over. Long as Vino did. She lasted as long as Vino did when Instagram got video.
Bad. It was all bad. But yeah, her lead to fame. Yeah, it's over. It's a wrap. Ain't the same no more.
And I'm on $3 million.
This is a person that was thinking about committing suicide if she lost the last one. You get so caught up in your fame, you get so caught up in being but with the only one standing, and next thing you know, you fall and you can't handle the diverse.
The thing is, like, she didn't even look like she wanted to be out there. That's the sad part.
She
to
was
me.
Pushing her away.
That's the sad. you're a grappler. She didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you can't grab somebody that's constantly beating you in your face.
that's kind of hard. You know what? Tyson also said that. It's funny that I brought up Tyson. He always said, you know, you have a plan until you get hit. I don't even know if she had a plan going into this, man.
You can tell.
She looked like, I'm ready. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Ring the bell. Anyways,
yeah.
We got to keep go back to the NFL, shall we?
Sure.
This is the unfortunate thing that happens in the NFL. You know, you watch a guy years, and unfortunately you have to learn, not just in the NFL, but in athletics, period. You watch a guy for so long, you admire him, and there comes a day where he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. This guy, he actually left, had an injury, Achilles. You're not supposed to come back from that. Comes back thinking his team is promising. This year doesn't end up going his way, but he finally decides to hang up the cleats. Steve Smith Sr. is no longer an NFL player. He will be retiring after this year. Robert Mathis from the Indianapolis Colts, gone. Two good ones. We lose this year, fellas.
I'm upset that, I mean, both guys retired, but at least the Indianapolis Colts showed up. The Baltimore Ravens, my gosh.
They rolled over and died in Cincinnati once again.
I mean, it is a divisional game, and Steve Smith's last game. At least honor that man and go out with some dignity.
Look, we didn't know that Dennis Pitta's last game was yesterday. That's what it was. Dennis Pitta's last game was Sunday. He got every ball.
I didn't know it was his last game either. But come on, you knew it was Steve Smith's last game. And
you don't even throw him the ball more than five times. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, it was shameful.
I mean, go ahead, Joe.
A Hall of Fame, definitely a Hall of Fame career in Steve Smith, Robert Mathis. I mean, premier pass rusher. definitely that was his claim to fame. Definitely great at what he was doing. And he was one of the few bright spots in the Colts defense in his prime. And back to Steve Smith, man, he's been through a lot. He's one of those little guys with a big heart, and I think maybe not a first ballot Hall of Famer, because you know how the Hall of Fame committee is kind of funny how they treat wide receivers.
Terrell Owens.
So he's probably not going to get in on his first ballot, but I think he will be there soon, and I'll definitely look forward to his speech because that's a hilarious guy. He's a very funny guy.
Not only that, I'm looking forward to him when he gets to be an analyst, whether it's ESPN, NFL Network, CBS, wherever. He's going to fit right in. And I think he's going to do a great job, like how Randy Moss does.
I would like to see them together. That would be interesting.
It would be.
It would be. I think so, too.
Well, fellas, as one career ends, one begins, and that becomes the draft. Top 10 NFL draft picks. The picture. What do we? Or is it too soon?
The draft picture thus far is the Browns at 1, 49ers at 2, Bears at 3, Jaguars at 4, Titans via Rams trade at 5, the Jets at 6, Chargers at 7, Panthers at 8, Bengals at 9, and Bills at 10.
The team that just went to the Super Bowl last year is in a draft, top 10 draft reviews. Really?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
I think it's a little too early to say what will happen, but the question is, who will bite on the quarterback first? I don't think Cleveland will. They like Myles Garrett a lot.
I hope not.
And don't forget, Cleveland has Philly's pick at 12. So they can still get
one. Yes, they do.
They don't have to jump too high. But it's really early and a lot of good players as well. And Monday night, look out for Mike Williams, the receiver out of Clemson. He's big time.
Yes, he is. I believe he's the top three in the rankings amongst wide receivers. And I think he's in the top 20 overall. But especially since the quarterback position has declined, you know, coming out of college, probably since RG3 and Andrew Luck came out. I haven't really seen a quarterback that's like a surefire, we need to get him. We haven't seen that guy since. So,
Cremonte, you forgetting about my boy Jameis Winston?
I mean surefire because, you know, he had problems. He had issues that came along with him. And there was also issues that came along with Marcus Mariota as far as what type of offense he can be able to run. I mean, Andrew Luck was surefire. Like, yes, he's going to be it. And James Winston got his problem. I'm glad things worked out for him, but he wasn't a sure thing like Andrew Luck was.
And did you see Andrew Luck yesterday with the people's elbow and the weightlifting glove?
Hey, when you can throw a football like that, you wear whatever the hell you want.
But to Byron's point, who's going to be the first to pick quarterback if Cleveland, please stop. Stop the trend. Do not. They have two picks in the first round. Don't spend neither of them on a quarterback. None of them. Quarterback. When you miss on a quarterback in the first round, it sets your team back.
Not only that, they got RG3. They should be fine.
And one thing about Cleveland, I know they only won one game.
At one point, that was my prize possession. He can leave. He's.
I got a shout out my boy Terrell Pryor Senior, 1,000 yards receiving in his first year as a receiver. First player in NFL history to have 1,000 yards passing. 1,000 yards receiving. Hopefully they can sign him back because he's a big time.
Pay the man.
Game ball. This should be fun. Not so game ball. Let's make it
quick.
Go, Dre.
All right. If you're going to say game ball, I got to give it to the bad man.
Oh.
Come on, Byron. Give him his just due, baby.
Hey,
you know what I say. If the game's in Lambeau, we're inside. He ain't losing.
All right. Well, Aaron Rodgers yesterday took his talents to Detroit, and he lit them up.
I don't understand this thing with all of a sudden Green Bay, everybody's going to be afraid to play Green Bay. They put your boy on this pedestal and don't bring him down. This is the same team that was stinking up the joint early in the year. This is the same man that was on the field. There's no excuses. I don't understand.
Look, he gets a nod happened. For MVP after what he
man,
did this
he's
season.
Overrated,
you're but yet he's in the playoffs and he won the division. How dare you be so disrespectful
he's
to
awesome,
Aaron?
But to that point, listen, he's awesome. But to that point, like, come on, the man. How much more passes does Aaron Rodgers get, man? And then every single time we turn around, This is the same guy that's been stinking up the joint the whole year. The Green Bay Packers have been sorry, and now all of a sudden they go on a little run and they Super Bowl contenders.
A little run? They won like five straight. What are you talking about?
They won a division.
I have a friend that covers the Packers. Give or take 2-3 weeks ago, one of his posts on Facebook: the Packers are trash. Fast forward.
He's trash.
Anyways, you're not so game ball. Go ahead, brother.
This guy go to the Baltimore Ravens.
You sticking with that?
Yes, because I am so disappointed in the Baltimore Ravens. You know what I?
You thought we said a soliloquy. Are you gonna go on with these Ravens?
Because yesterday, I mean, the game was so disappointing. I actually turned on the Cowboys Eagles game.
And they said everybody was gonna come out there and compete.
I thought they were going to come out and compete, too. I was all confident. I'm like, yeah, the Baltimore Ravens are going to send Steve Smith out the right way. And they didn't even show up, man. I mean, literally.
They lied to us. Pulled the wall over our eyes.
So to me, that's why John Harbaugh should really be on the hot seat. I mean, that team looked uninspired. They just looked like the life was taken out of them after losing to Pittsburgh.
They said that themselves.
I understand, but I mean, you're still a professional football team. You have to go out there and still play. People paid their hard-earned money to see you perform, and for you not to even perform at all, man, it's just that to me is just disheartening in and of itself.
You're right. The Bengals had half of their team out. They still came out and played on.
So, I mean. I'm disgusted. Go ahead.
All right. Anybody else disgusted? We're going to stay in the not so game ball, and then maybe you can turn around to your happy points. Which one are you?
Let's see. Not so game ball. I feel like I haven't done this in a while. Gotta shake it off. Not so game ball. Michael Crabtree. Come on now. Michael Crabtree. Like, you just got Debo. Like, that's unnecessary. As a man, you should be ashamed.
So you took his manhood?
Yeah, that's absolutely good. That his manhood was in his shame.
You're your game ball, sir.
My game ball. I think the Kansas City Chiefs moving up to the second spot. That's pretty big. That's pretty big for Andy Reid and that team. Not necessarily who they beat as in the San Diego Chargers, but just them overall, just jumping up to the second seed and getting that first round bye. That's huge for Andy Reid and the team.
They may be the most dangerous team in the AFC, to be honest.
At one time,
we were saying the Oakland Raiders, but after losing Derek Carr, it may be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Did they lose McGlone, too?
With a concussion.
Now, Kansas City Chiefs, they get everybody's hopes up, and then we get to the point where it matters, and it's not – doesn't go their
they
way.
Still got hey, look, Alex Smith, people. Saying,
look, one
Alex
of one
Smith.
Of,
don't leave it to Alex Smith.
Just look, one of the best NFL games in playoff history was that Colts Chiefs game a few years ago. So that team, when it gets to be playoff time, I think that they'll at least give it. It'll be a competitive game.
All right, Byron, you're next up, bro. What's your game ball? What's your not so game ball?
Well, real quick, just to make it quick, I'll make it kind of recapping the whole 2016 season. Not so game ball, the Ravens offense, run the damn ball. You got two great running backs, Kenneth Dixon, you know I like the last name, Terrence West, local product, showing they can run the football. I want to see those Ravens get a good offensive coordinator, maybe a Mike McCoy from San Diego. North Turner, don't forget he's out there, or even Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
Bring somebody big in to help this offense and run the football, run that play action. It took my game ball, goes to the GOAT, Tom Brady. He's going to win MVP again. He's getting it done. Don't look now. Remember what I said a few weeks ago. Michael Floyd, he'll be the difference that get him back to the Super Bowl. There's a game.
Hey, did y'all see Byron. That block? Did y'all see that block that he laid on somebody?
Oh, yeah. That was sick, man.
Like, y'all better put some respect on Michael Floyd's name. He can play football. He's a big-time player when he's focused, and he's going to be focused with Belichick and Brady.
Byron, just to allude to your point, what was it, Tom Brady, 28 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions this season after missing
huge,
4 games?
Huge, man.
But, you know, so Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers with 40 touchdowns this season. Don't forget about Dak and Zeke. So this MVP race.
Matt Ryan's in there too.
Oh yeah. Matt Stafford, he kind of lost a little steam after last night, but he was in there for a while too. So I'm curious to really see who's going to be MVP this season.
It's going to be crazy. It's probably going to be Tom, though.
D, game ball, not so game ball.
Not with Roger Goodell, though. It ain't going to be Tom Brady, sadly.
Oh, no.
You're right.
Game ball goes to Matt Ryan, man. He was Matty Ice most of the year. They was able to get it done Sunday against New Orleans. They clinched the bye. They can watch the first round of the playoffs and wait for the adventure winners to come their way to the Georgia Dome one more time. And not so game ball's got to go to the Ravens as a whole, but mainly their draft process. They did get a lot of guys from the back end that would be good, but they passed on pass rushing, and it came back to bite them in the butt all year. Worse than the secondary, worse than the receiver core, even worse than Flacco. Quarterbacks had too much time to do their thing, and they got burnt in the end.
Well, you've already painted the MVP picture for us, so I don't have to go through that. Thanks, guys. Playoffs, man!
Can I give a shout-out?
Sure.
I want to give a shout-out to the Atlanta Falcons organization, Arthur Blank, honoring Michael Vick yesterday, allowing him to be at the game. Very classy of that organization.
Yay.
Good boy.
Good job.
Only 12 teams make the NFL playoffs every year, people. Only 12.
Yep.
But that shows you how difficult it is.
Which you will see next week. No, the no. Lions go to Seattle. The Giants go to Green Bay.
Who the Giants at Green Bay game? I can't wait.
Oh my.
That's hot. I can't wait. But the Seattle Lions, I'm not really looking forward to it because
nobody is.
Okay.
You think nobody's looking forward to Oakland and Houston? Who's looking forward to that?
That's why I know I'm not. That's why she ain't say it.
Oh yeah, Oakland and Houston.
Miami
and the Steelers.
Now that one, actually, I kind of am looking forward to.
Miami actually has a better chance than people think, though.
It might be, but I doubt it.
And then, after we get everybody else out the way and situated, the big boys come back. Because, you know, they get a bye. So the big boys come back. The Cowboys will face the low remaining seed on the 15th at 4:40. The Falcons, I am looking to see how far the Falcons go. I hope this is not a predictable ending. I hope this is very unpredictable. And if it's unpredictable, the Falcons will be in there somewhere. Anywho, the Falcons face the highest remaining seed, the 14th. 4:35. Then we turn around, and the Mighty Boys in New England, the Patriots, face the other remaining seed at 8:15 on the 14th.
Another bye.
Then on Sunday, the Chiefs face the highest remaining seed at 1:05.
I don't like the AFC, how the playoffs are set up. It's a bunch of backup quarterbacks, man. I don't like how it's looking like it's going to be a matchup between Big Ben and Tom Brady.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure.
If Derek Carr does not go down, the Raiders are.
I think the Raiders make it to the AFC Championship game and possibly to the Super Bowl.
I think so too. They have a really good shot at playing the Patriots. But I think real quick,
y'all talked about it. If Pittsburgh wins, they'll go to Kansas City. Kansas City at home will be able to play well against Pittsburgh. That'll be a good matchup.
The daunting question everybody's been waiting for all year, they never hit the wall. Whatever wall everybody's waiting for them to hit, they never hit. Who takes down the Cowboys, or do they ever get taken down?
It's probably between the Giants and the Packers.
Will it be bad? Will they get, trashed?
I mean, Detroit don't beat Seattle. They'll be seeing the Giants or the Packers, so in the second round.
I think the wild card is the Falcons because the Cowboys proved they can beat the Packers. I think the Giants they can beat them, but that Falcons team, they're a wild card team.
And who's gonna cover who, Gravante?
you might as well get off the field. Cause if my dog come to town, oh, y'all already know what it is.
Here you go. That's my dog.
Hey, Julio Jones is a former Bama man, Dre. I thought you'd be on the side here.
Look, I like Julio. I just like Cavante gives me a hard time, I got to give him one in return, man. That's just how it is.
Listen, man, I would not mind seeing a Falcons-Cowboys matchup because it might be a shootout.
If it, hey, look, and Cravante, real quick, if it's anything like how that Pittsburgh Cowboys game was, my Lord.
Ooh, man, that was a good game.
I'm very interested to see Dak in the playoffs. I mean, the regular season is one thing, but when you live to die another game, not next Sunday, and you got a guy like, and I'm hypothetically putting this out there, you got a guy like Cam Chancellor coming at you at full speed in the playoffs.
Can I say, you just said Cam Chancellor.
Hypothetically, I'm not really talking about him.
No, but let me do an honorable mention real quick as to a not-so-game ball. Why in the world are we putting so much emphasis on Tony Romo going out there basically for half a quarter? He threw a couple of balls, and everybody's talking about it he's been doing this all, like he's been doing it all season.
He
like, come
tribe.
On, man.
Come on. Secretly, everybody's been waiting for Tony Romo.
Come on, man. No.
Jerry Jones. Smiling and stuff.
No. He hasn't played. Why are we talking about somebody who's in the past? The future is Dak Prescott.
Oh, and of course you knew that.
Yes. Byron, did we not say that this kid was the truth?
Oh, he's the present, past, and future.
Yeah, I said it in the preseason.
I got another honorable mention for not so game ball, and I brought up Cam Trussman, made me think of the Seattle Seahawks. We all know that I have a little desiring love for the Seattle Seahawks. You know, I like Russell Wilson. Let's see him win. I like the Seahawks. Period. But why the heck are you? Why was that game against the 49ers like that? Why was that close? Why were you even going through all that? Like, come on, it's the 49ers. Really?
They still struggle.
You're struggling against the 49ers? It does not look – if you watch that game, there's a lot of questions going into these playoffs that I don't know if the Seattle Seahawks can even answer at this point in time. But why was that game even not a hammer at all? Nothing. It almost changed the whole picture of this whole thing. If the 49ers lose, they almost beat them.
I mean, the Seahawks – the Seahawks have been struggling all year offensively, all year. And they got a couple of key injuries, Lockett, and I don't know what's the status of Thomas Rawls, but they're going to continue to struggle because Jimmy Graham hasn't made his presence really known yet, and that offensive line is still in shuffle. So Russell Wilson, from time to time, seems like he's running for his life. So until they get that offense laid down, they're going to continue to struggle.
What I will say is, this Seattle, when it comes to the playoffs, God is on their side, brother. So we all know that kick in Minnesota. So that's one team that prays together and they live by every year. It was some miracles or something goes on. But anyways,
listen, it's not going to be a miracle this year because the kicking game has changed dramatically. So let's see who's going to lose via this new kicking rule.
Our boy had a 57-yarder. His career high is a 54-yarder, right?
Wow.
It could not, man, wide right. Anywho, the NFL, the playoffs, it's here. It's coming. Fellas, we got to, as Dre would call it, fellowship.
Indeed.
And the show, it's over. It's coming to an end. We want to thank True Sound, for our theme song. Don't forget to like us on our Facebook page, The Flex Zone. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Flex Zone 1. If you have any questions, ideas, or possibly want to be a guest, send an email to theflexzone1@gmail.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Flex Zone. Listen to the weekend edition of The Flex Zone, which can be heard on SoundCloud and iTunes featuring Chanel and Courtney. Also catch us on Arena Sports Net Wednesdays at 10 p.m. This show is executively produced by Andre Melton. Our senior producer is Crevante Hurd. Our associate producer is Byron Dixon. Our host, you hear me, it's me, Mikel Ramos. Our production team is Dwayne Allen Hughes, Scott Brian H. Waters. Our engineer is Tyron Rice. Our marketing team is Ava Key and D. This felt good, fellas. I can't say it's been a minute, but this felt good.
It did. It did feel good.
And I'm going to say it like I say it every week, but I ain't said it in a long time. I'm a kill like Kevin McHale. I don't care if it's rhyme doesn't rhyme. It's mine. The show, people, Byron, it's what?
Like the Ravens and Redskins. They gone.
Peace. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, Happy New Year.